producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephan, good day program, Wednesday, the 23rd of September, with Jennifer Horn on deck. Hello. Rich McFadden at the controls in our Washington studio, where the Pope will be with the President today. Kenny Kessler monitoring. How much do we have, though? Commentary on Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day, Kenny, about the Pope and his visits and the connection to the reason I ask is because I wonder now out loud, what happened to the separation of church and state? Why is the Pope being treated, I have said many times in this program, since this Pope became a factor, that I have great respect for him as a leader, but the job he's in now, visiting, he was in Cuba a couple of days, he's going to be here for 3 days, how does that rate an audience with the President, sort of in an official way? If there's no official contact, then I think it fits into the separation of church and state. But because he's being treated as if you're a head of a government or something, it seems awkward. Whether, in this case, those of you who think that Barack Obama is a Muslim, maybe this is about changing his image. Who knows what it's about? I like the Pope. Happy he's here. I don't know why there's such a big deal being made of him being in the White House. There are many other things he can do, a lot of valuable time he can spend. If you're in Washington today, too bad. Tomorrow, if you're in New York.
Really bad.
Too bad. Philadelphia, I mean, then New York. Yeah, really. It is interesting for all of us to note, for those of us who are not Catholic to note. Kenny's Catholic, Jennifer's Catholic, so maybe I should defer to them. This is not about the Pope and my respect for him. This is about my respect for what we have really clouded in our country, and that is the separation of church and state. Very clouded.
I'm with you. I'm kind of mixed up on this one because part of me really likes the fact that this Pope is talking. I mean,
that was great.
You know, Benedict didn't talk. You know,
nah, it was
this
worthless.
Guy's at least talking.
But more than that, his actions are strong and supportive, I think.
I like how he is so down to earth that he is in Washington today driving around in a Fiat instead of the big motorcade, and that was by his own choosing.
Why not a Volkswagen? He should be in a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
He lives in
There's
Italy.
A statement. Sure. I love the fact that he gets on a subway and he pulls his own luggage. I mean, these are all the things I love about this Pope. What I don't necessarily love is this mixture of it with politics, because the Pope is supposed to be like our spiritual guider, our spiritual leader.
Hmm.
You know, the fact about how we're handling global warming and our poor, I don't know. I mean, you know, he has a right to come out and say it. I'd rather him say something than nothing. But it gets a little
With the poor.
Murky.
I mean, sure. Tell us all to take care of our poor, and I'm cool with that. The global warming thing,
Kenny, you've experienced. I have an interesting anecdotal observation. This is the Yom Kippur, and a high Jewish holiday. I find it interesting that he's here, whether they consulted, they looked at the calendar, they didn't look at the calendar, whether it made a difference, whether this was just what they were going to do schedule-wise. But I just find it interesting, and I wonder how many other people have come to the same conclusion, that the Pope is here as a religious leader at a time when the Jewish religion is at its, I think this is the highest holy day, isn't it, the last 24 hours?
Certainly. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it's
the highest.
It's just the one day, though.
Right, yeah. It was Sunday, right, last night.
I think they tried to beat traffic in New York and Washington.
So, Kenny, you've been on both sides of this this reality. You were Jewish, you're Catholic. So how do you view our observations about separation? And it may be just because I said it was interesting for me to observe that he's here on the highest of high Jewish holy days. Observations, thoughts?
Well, as far as him being here on Yom Kippur, he's got to be somewhere on that day. I mean,
we all ought to be someplace. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was just in Cuba. He's here for several days. It's not like he came in just for the one day.
He didn't come to disrupt it. No, right. I just find it interesting. That's all.
But as far as the separation of church and state goes, he's the Vatican City is its own country, and he is the leader and the Pope, and throughout. I don't know how far back, but the popes have always come to America and met with the president.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the first time.
No, I'm not suggesting it is. I just am suggesting that if we're really going to have a separation of church and state, in fact, then we don't do these sorts of things. If we're just talking about it and it's not reality, and reality is it isn't, because listen to all the people who are running. Mike Huckabee on Jennifer's local program in Los Angeles doing the same thing
man.
That he does. Nice man. But he mixes his religious point of view too much into politics. And some
and
people
he
say,
will tell you that you can't be a successful politician. And this is his point of view and not necessarily mine.
Yeah.
But he says you cannot be a successful politician without having this Judeo-Christian outlook. And you wouldn't be able to follow the Constitution without being a Christian. That's what he would suggest to you.
Okay. So... under this.
I think Ben Carson probably agrees with him.
And I think many of the candidates do, probably half of them.
I don't. I'm not a candidate, but I don't like it.
I don't think that the Pope is trying to push a Catholic agenda.
I don't think he is either.
America or
don't
the
get me wrong. No, I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm just saying that I don't like the inconsistency of the lack of separating church from state. I just don't like it. I think the church is we spend way too much time being preached at by the likes of Mike Huckabee, but when there are many other things that ought to be addressed that have consequence for all of us, not just some of us. So anyway, but the Pope is certainly going to be the main subject of conversation for the next couple, 3 days. So we'll have at it as much as we can and compare what he's saying to things that others have said and are thinking. Hopefully there are lots of lessons that will come down from this. In a moment, it ain't over till it's over. He said it, and it is over for him. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Tonight on NBC, it's the two-hour SVU premiere America will be talking about.
In classic SVU style, it's ripped from the headlines.
Exactly. A wealthy New Yorker that everyone suspects is a serial killer, but can they prove it?
I bet they can.
But first, it's the season premiere of The Mysteries of Laura with Deborah Messing.
Sorry, wrong show.
You're out of control. The premiere of The Mysteries of Laura, followed by the two-hour premiere of SVU, tonight on NBC.
Oh, there's one more thing.
What?
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The universal truth of the day is nothing is worse than that moment during an argument when you realize you're wrong.
Hate that.
All right. 888-302-3684 on Good Day. The one I like best is when you get to the fork in the road, take it. Yogi Berra, Baseball Hall of Famer. Many people consider him to be one of our best natural treasures. Through the years, he was just funny. They called them Yogi-isms. Yogi-isms. He passed away at the age of 90. Played for the Yankees, didn't he, his whole career? I think he...
Yep.
Yeah. No, he never was anywhere else. So I was looking at some of the... things that he came up with, some of his yogi quotes. A nickel ain't worth a dime anymore. Baseball is 90% mental, the other half is physical. I always thought that records would stand until it was broken. If people don't want to come out to the ballpark, how are you going to stop them? I'm not going to buy my children an encyclopedia, let them walk to school like I did.
No.
I never said most of the things I said. It gets late early out there. Nobody goes there anymore because it's too crowded. You can observe a lot by just watching. You should always go to other people's funerals, otherwise they won't come to yours. You've got to be very careful if you don't know where you're going, because you might not get there. We've made too many wrong mistakes. And so there are many others. 15 times as an All-Star. Won the American League Most Valuable Player Award 3 times, 1951, 54, 55. Has a number of World Series records, including most games by a catcher. He catched in 70. Oh, he catched. Good.
Caught.
He caught.
Caught. I think you did say catch, didn't you?
Yeah.
Catch. I did, but I can catch myself. I'm the English teacher.
I know. And you so often remind us.
I know. Richie just caught. He loved that. You caught it, Richie. Very good.
Caught you.
So he has 3 sons, Larry, a former minor league catcher, Tim, a former NFL receiver, and Dale, a former major league infielder.
And the little known son, Dingle.
Dingle, right.
Dingleberry.
Dingleberry. Baseball Hall of Fame, 1972, member of Major League Baseball's All-Century team. What a...
I was listening to a replay of his first at-bat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dinger.
Home run, right?
Home run.
His first
Major League at-bat.
Nice. Run. Yeah. Yeah. He had it. There are people in all categories from all walks of life, business, radio or entertainment, sports. He was one of those guys that just had it. And he never wore it. He just had it. And we all enjoyed it. So, a moment for Yogi Berra, who passed away yesterday at the age of 90. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Tonight on NBC, it's the two-hour SVU premiere America will be talking about.
In classic SVU style, it's ripped from the headlines.
Exactly. A wealthy New Yorker that everyone suspects is a serial killer, but can they prove it?
I bet they can.
But first, it's the season premiere of The Mysteries of Laura with Deborah Messing.
Sorry, wrong show.
You're out of control. The premiere of The Mysteries of Laura, followed by the two-hour premiere of SVU, tonight on NBC.
Oh, there's one more thing.
What?
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Stephen's Good Day program with a little fun in mind from yesterday's daytime talk programs. Let's get started with Ellen DeGeneres, who first jokes about football and women referees who give out penalties and don't tell you what they are for. Instead, well, let her explain.
As a fan of football and as a fan of ladies, I think that it's great that women are getting involved. The only thing is when women referees throw a flag, she doesn't say what the penalty is for. She just gives them the silent treatment until they figure out what they did.
Here she jokes about a study regarding birds and falling in love.
Obviously, people fall in love in different ways, and there's a chemical explanation for it. When you meet someone that you like, your serotonin level spikes, and it sends a signal to your brain that amplifies... I'm kidding. It's margaritas. That's what does it. A margarita will make you fall in love. But humans are not the only species that fall in love. A new study came out that said birds fall in love like people do. What they did was they put a whole bunch of zebra finches in a room together, and they let some choose their mates freely, and then they forced other birds to pair up. And sort of like when your mother makes you go out with a friend's daughter who has a nice personality but won't stop talking about her porcelain doll collection. But what they found was that birds who were allowed to choose their mates stayed together longer, and they had babies and seemed happier, and the birds that were forced together eventually drifted apart. And then the worst thing was about the way that the birds broke up, it was with a tweet.
Very cute.
Wendy Williams first answering on her daytime talk program an audience member's question about telling her male best friend that his fiance is a cheater.
I have a guy best friend. We've been friends for 10 years. He recently got a new girlfriend. He's in the military, and she doesn't want us to talk anymore. I heard that she's been messing with somebody else. So should I tell him?
Oh.
Yes. Yup. And so she's messing around.
Yes.
Tell. What do you have to lose? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hi.
My best friend. That's what you got to lose.
That's what you got to lose.
Here, Wendy answers a question about whether to tell a friend that her boyfriend is on a hookup website.
I recently found out that my friend's boyfriend was one of the emails listed on the Ashley and Madison hack. And they've been together for about 2 years. I want to know, should I say something to her or just keep it private?
Well, if you tell her, then you have to risk losing her friendship because she'll say that you're lying on her.
Right.
Can you print the email, put a stamp on it, and mail it to her? Because you can't email her that, otherwise she'll see that it's coming from your email. So do the old-fashioned thing. Take it to the post office with no return address.
But she just gave conflicting advice.
Yeah.
In the first one, she tells the best friend to tell.
The second one says.
And then the second one, she says, don't tell him because you could lose him.
No.
Come on, Wendy. Flag on the play.
Here's Steve Harvey from his daytime program talking about a survey that says men don't like women with motivational notes.
Players don't want you to have motivational notes stuffed around your house because we don't want you to be thinking about your future and thinking about yourself in terms of self-worth and reminding yourself of who you are. We want women with low self-esteem. That's what a player looks for. A real man looking for a relationship, what do we care about a motivational note? Hell, we'll like the notes too. And then if you got too much makeup, hell, look, makeup is good. Just get your 2-3 of your favorite bottles, put them on top, put all the rest of that stuff under the cabinet. We're stupid. We're not going to look. Yeah, don't worry about nothing. That's a ridiculous survey. Them players, they got all kinds of rules. Stay offline, okay?
All right,
what
Bridgie.
What did you just say?
Yeah, I don't know that I picked
something
up.
Something about makeup bottles on the sink.
Bridgie, how much time have I got?
10 seconds, though.
Ah, all right. So that means I should tell everybody it's 28 past the hour and be happy about it here on Good Day.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gara LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, everyone agrees that Carly Fiorina excelled in the debate on points. Is she ready, though, for her close-up?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gara LaMarche. There's no doubt that Carly Fiorina had a star turn at the second GOP debate, but is she ready for her close-up?
She obviously had her points ready there. She seemed a little overly defensive as far as I was concerned, but counterpunched really effectively on Trump's bankruptcy. Now, if she's the general election candidate, I think that Hewlett-Packard record will be a vulnerability.
And her California in particular, Senate race. I mean, because she got fired and it wasn't successful. So she asked this question, I challenged Democrats to come up with an accomplishment of Hillary Clinton, which was very deft, I thought. But on her side, what she's got going for her is her CEO record, and there are a lot of vulnerabilities there. While she gets a lot of points on style, as has already been noted in a lot of the punditry following the debate, a lot of what she said was not true, particularly with respect to that video, which was not as she characterized it. So that'll play very well with the base she's appealing to.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gara LaMarche of Democracy Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Sounding good on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with the lovely Jennifer Horn, who sounds good. She actually sounds great.
Thanks.
Rich McFadden sounds good. He has greatness in him. We have to get him to that height, though, Jennifer.
Yes, somewhere.
That's it. Somewhere along the line. Ken Kessler is great as well, as his main focus, at least in the moment. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So trending items at DougSteffen.com. The Pope here. I always love it when the news media says, this is an historic visit. Well, what's historic about it? So he's here, going to meet with the president, spend a day in Washington, a day in Philadelphia, a day in New York. So, yeah, historic in terms of what? This week? Maybe a historical thing, but is it that term? I guess the point I'm making is an overused term.
In your lifetime, how many times has the Pope come to your town or your country?
To my town, Pope John Paul was in L.A.
Well, so why is that important?
I think it's exciting, Doug. You know, I mean, I understand.
I'm not giving that. I'm taking no credit away from the guy. I love this guy. I think he's terrific. I just think somehow or other we're placing so much emphasis. The Catholic Church and the leader of the Catholic Church get more emphasis than leaders of other churches.
Because
his message.
But just wait, and then it'll take 1 second. One in four Americans in history have been, in the last few years have been Catholic in this country. That's a lot of people, 25% of the country. Now it's more like five because people are going away from the Catholic Church. But there are a lot of Catholics.
Why are they going away from the Catholic Church?
And that's why this guy is here, because he's trying to bring people back to the church. Okay, back to you, Rich.
But why are people leaving the church?
Because they were unhappy with the Pope not actually having a message and not addressing the sex scandals.
What's the number one issue, Kenny, as a Catholic, do you think?
Let's just get to the chase. You want us all to hate religion.
No, I don't know.
Okay, cool.
No, don't
organize religion.
Don't do that. No, don't do that. That's not where I'm coming from at all. Where I'm coming from is the vagaries of religion that are inconsistent with the message. The actions are inconsistent with the messages. We all grew up in some religious tradition, at least I did, and most of the people I know did. And we suffered from the reality that the people who were giving the message to us were just humans, just like we were. They were presented. I remember when the first minister I had in the Plymouth Congregational Church was a man named Edward Everett Hale. He was an older gentleman, white hair, lovely wife. He was great as a message giver. He was somewhat distant, but he was warm. And I remember when my mother died, we asked him to perform the service, because the man who succeeded him was an alcoholic womanizer who laid waste to our church and laid waste to the congregation, had an affair with my mother amongst how many other women, I don't know. But
okay, so is that where it started for you?
Right. Well, I think that is probably one of the first indications that men of the cloth were not perfect.
I find with you it's always related to something in your childhood. So that's got to be
the way
you.
It is with us, most of us.
Most of us, for sure.
Yeah, right.
But that's got to be for you. But, I mean, you can't hold that one. Look, there's bad people.
I can hold whatever I want the way I. But listen, you don't have to hold my views. Nobody's asking you to agree with me.
Well,
I'm just telling you in my observation. I don't like people who misrepresent what they really are all about. That's pretty much the bottom line.
You've
heard me say hundreds of times that this Pope is the best leader in the world. He is a good religious leader. He gives people inspiration no matter what the issue of the cause, but he would be a good leader no matter what his field. And I think that's the sort of thing that I'm trying to get out. We place so much. We all need to have a faith. There's no question about that. I just wish in a perfect world, which we don't have, that we would find a faith or some way of getting to the truth that really was based on the truth. And I find most of the things in organized religion, no matter what the religion, to be falsified by the men, not women, but the men who interpret the things that are supposed to be the standards of whatever the religion is.
Yeah, and I'll give you that.
Thank you. You don't have to, but I appreciate it.
I agree. Man changes to their perspective what they think it should be, and not everybody agrees.
And oftentimes the name of control and...
Right.
But
what I look at is more the spirit of it.
Yes.
What it should be.
Yeah, that's good.
And what he should be. And
he being the Pope.
The Pope,
yeah.
Or any religious leader.
Well, he is. This guy is the Pope.
And take it for what it is.
He is a good Pope.
Right. So I like to embrace that part of it and let the other stuff just kind of... It's people. It's just humans.
And I mean, if you just look at it from a purely simplistic point of view, and I think you're addressing why is he here, why is he at the White House? He's here, number one, he's got a message, and so he's trying to get that out, and he thinks that the biggest way and best splash he can do is at the White House. But number two, he's trying to bring Americans back to the Catholic Church. And look, any CEO, of a corporation
get
would try to
door.
Do the same kind of thing.
Yep, get him in the door. All right, speaking of visits, the... president of China started his American visit by speaking in Seattle yesterday. Says he's going to work with the U.S. to fight cybercrime. Really? How's that going to happen? Are you going to tell the people that you've told already to hack into all of our computers to stop doing it? Is that what it is? He also wants to get an arms control accord for cyberspace so that we have an agreement. You know, we ought to have an arms accord for outer space. Don't you think? Do you know how many weapons are in space? The United States, the Russians, the Chinese, tons of them.
There is an arms accord. It's called Star Wars. We own it.
Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars.
Oh, boy. Check. Waitress, can I get a check?
I just want to say thank you for going there.
Okay, you're welcome. So, the other thing that we're following, the trend at DougStephan.com aimed at that asteroid that's about to hit the Earth. Are you worried? Are you concerned? Are you confused? Do you even know what the heck I'm talking about? I may be the only person. No, it must. Art Bell and George Norrie must be talking about this, right? I don't hear their programs when I'm here on the farm. They got to be talking about this. There has to be. And by the way, that's just as an aside, that's a very interesting reality. This is Shop Talk for 30 seconds. Art Bell has decided to take his internet program, which he started about a year ago, and go back to the radio.
He already has. And he's got some affiliates.
Yeah. And he's going to get more. You wait and see. Yeah. If I were Norrie, I like George. George and I are friends. I'd be a little, not a lot concerned.
I'd be sweating a little.
But there's Art's the godfather of all of this stuff.
Does it a little bit better.
Well, George doesn't sound like a true believer. It was an opportunity for him, and he took advantage of
it. He's good at it.
And he's done well with it. Yes, he has. Yep. But it isn't in his blood like it's in Art Bell's blood.
Yeah. Art's got the tinfoil hat.
Art is complete when it comes to all of that stuff. All right, so anyway.
Shiny penny alert. Yeah, please go back and tell everybody that the world is not going to explode tomorrow.
So the story at DougStephan.com is about the, it goes back to last month when NASA took the unusual step of trying to debunk this asteroid apocalypse rumor that's been circulating most of this year. NASA says, don't worry, be happy. There is not one shred of evidence that a major asteroid strike will occur this year. Today, don't worry, be happy. One version of this apocalypse rumor held that this impact, which if it happens would be disruptive, wipe out, it may even be big enough to wipe out all life on Earth, kind of like when the dinosaurs got it 75 million years ago. The first prediction was it would hit last week. Now, today, because I don't know whether it's because it's the Jewish New Year or whether it's the first, not full day of fall. Tomorrow's the first full day of fall, but the fall change happens this afternoon, depending on where you are. Or is there some other something or other going on? There are a lot of coincidences. Mercury's in retrograde. This could be a chunk from the planet Mercury. Who knows? At any rate, NASA says, don't worry, be happy. But it does make for interesting conversation and speculation, doesn't it? When you get right down to it. There is a British astronomer, Professor Robert Walsh, University of Central Lancashire, says there is a chance of a huge asteroid disaster. Still, he's arguing to not treat the threat lightly. Ill-advised, he says, quote, what you may not realize is that Earth is hit with about 100 tons of extraterrestrial material every day. Do you know that? 100 tons of extraterrestrial material. Earth has experienced very destructive impacts. And then he goes back to a study that he did or somebody did in 2013. There was a strike. Remember that big asteroid that hit Siberia? A lot of rocks all over the place.
There was a satellite that burned up and fell into space somewhere in China or something last month.
Yeah. Well, but those things are small. This is supposed to be big. But I haven't seen any pictures. Ken, have you seen any pictures? Anybody seen any pictures? It would seem pictures of this thing from some source by this time.
Unless it's a conspiracy and they don't want to cause mass hysteria.
Right. Sounds like a page of 24.
Or unless there isn't anything.
Would you want to know? Okay, all of this other stuff aside, would you want to know that today was your last day?
Yeah. You know what? Normally I would say no, mm-hmm. but I actually think, yeah. Because
why?
You know what? I would make sure I just was, you know, I'm pretty loving anyway, but I'd make sure I tell everybody how I feel, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you, I haven't heard you tell me you love me yet.
I tell you almost every day. Yeah. I love you.
Right, but you haven't said today that you love me.
Well, it's because there's not an asteroid coming.
How do you know?
I would tell you, Dougie, I love you. Hey, I have a question, though,
yes,
real quick.
The question
and then
is,
I want to hear what the boys think about knowing or not knowing.
Yeah.
This is weird, and I'm only going to tell you half the story because that's all I know, but I had just seen something when I was casually going
through the
news.
This is the best part of the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Yeah, when I tell you the half news. Yeah. I saw something, correct? And maybe I'm hoping between the three of you that you will be able to fill it in for me. Mm. I saw something about all the blood moons lately, that this is a new phenomenon, and that somebody actually has said that this is going to be the end of the world or the start of the end of the world because there are so many blood moons happening. Did you guys see anything about that?
Well, what
I
is
saw
a blood
the headlines,
moon?
But I didn't click on it.
You didn't read it either. Okay, so
what is
not
a blood moon
mean?
That the moon's going to crash into the earth?
Multiple full moons during the month.
Multiple full moons.
That's what the blood moons are, aren't they?
Well, but that means every 28 days there's a full moon, so there is a possibility
now
that at least once a year.
To look something up.
Yeah. All right. Well, while you're looking
full
it up,
moon
let me
end of the world go super yeah. moon. Oh, here we go. There we go. Super moon, total
written
moon eclipse, Armageddon, blood moon, end of days, or just another astronomical event.
Mm-hmm. And the conclusion is?
I have to read it.
Oh, all right.
Lunar phenoms always cause a stir, and this Sunday's event, the first supermoon total lunar eclipse in 30 years, has prompted many prophetic declarations from all
Sunday.
Corners of
there
the internet.
There is a full moon this Sunday
yeah.
night, and it's a blood moon. It's a big,
is
beautiful
a sign of the
red
end of
moon.
Times?
Yeah.
Mm.
Nah.
Nah. Blood moon prophecy. Oh, here it is. We can have the audio if you want the blood moon prophecy. I'll
really?
Send it over right now.
All right, send it
Mormons
to
Mormons think it's the end of time.
Mormons
oh, no.
do?
Oh, no. No wonder I saw Mitt Romney out dancing and drinking the other night.
Yeah.
Wishing and hoping, as it were. All right. Well, Jennifer, why don't you do what you can to find whatever it is
I've
that you
I've got
need.
Some audio. We can play it. I'm going to send it to Rich right now.
Do you have problems with your kidneys? Do you have dandruff?
Doesn't matter. There's an asteroid coming.
Yeah, maybe this whole thing, Richie, maybe I shouldn't do a commercial for Neo 40 today because it won't make any difference.
You're going to need it more than ever now, though.
Really?
To fend off the effects of the asteroid hitting us.
Really? That's going to give you high blood pressure?
Yeah.
You think?
Definitely.
And you need some energy to run from the big tidal wave? Yes.
American Heart Association says that Americans over the age of 40 do not produce say it again, Doug. Produce enough nitric oxide. So if you're over 40, you should be calling 800-655-4183. And you ask, why, Doug? Why? Pray tell me, why should I call 800-655-4183? Because you will then engage with an operator in a discussion of buying either Neo 40 tablets or Super Beats, or if you're really smart, buying both of them. Because this is a drink, the Super Beats drink is renewable energy. You know how we're always talking about renewable sources of energy? This is your renewable source of energy. Your life will be better with Super Beats and the new black cherry flavor. It's a very cool thing. And the people, excuse me, at Neogenis Labs have put together also a capsule that you put on your mouth and it sort of melts and it has the same ingredients, same amount of beet in it as a teaspoon of Super Beets, but it, because it is what it is, it gets into your system quicker, absorbed fast into your system. You get energy right away. That's how I start my day. And then during the day, you can have a glass of Super Beets that'll keep you going for the rest of the day. All natural, professional athletes everywhere are on to this. You ought to be too. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's 800-655-4183.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4 inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellowood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo, American and European Laminate for 49 cents, and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'd like to have a new iPhone on Friday.
I would too.
I think we should all get a new iPhone every Friday.
Yeah, new iPhone Friday.
How about we do that? Fun Friday with a new iPhone. Fun Apple Friday phones. Yes, they would. Greg Stebbin is here. Tech Talk time on Good Day. We're not going to talk about Apple at all, other than looking back historically the last year. Apple reported sales of 10 million iPhones in the first weekend after the iPhone 6. So this, they do every year at the same time, Greg. Is that what it is? They have their introduction
much,
and first sale.
Pretty
of the
much
new
a schedule for this, and that's part of why I think we talked about yesterday. They can do this iPhone upgrade program where mm-hmm. you pay now for the privilege of getting a new iPhone every year, because they know about every year there's going to be a new iPhone to offer you.
They have us trained like seals.
Right, there. Exactly. Like Pavlov's dog.
We know that
that's exactly,
going to be.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You, yep. They wave a new phone at us, we salivate right. and buy it.
Yeah, so what a great business model. Great business model. All right, we'll talk
and
with...
Let's be fair, because they make them to break in a couple of years, too. Yeah. I mean,
they
the
bend, though,
to,
now.
Yeah, they yeah. bend, and my memory's all
bend.
Gone.
It's right. in my back pocket right now.
I saw someone who's got a bent phone just the other day.
Yeah, they must be...
It fits your face better that
stupid.
Way.
All right, and we'll... Get back to the realities of what's on Apple in a moment as Tech Talk Time continues with Greg Stebbins on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, Greg Stebbins is here as our tech expert from Men's Health Magazine. I noticed back in 2011 on this date, Zuckerberg introduced the Facebook timeline at their conference for entrepreneurs. What is Facebook timeline and how significant has it been? It's supposed to help people share their life stories. I know when you look at your Facebook page, there's always the timeline. Is it used efficiently? Was it a good deal? Smart thing for them to do?
Well, I think it was a really great feature, actually, and I think it's going to be even more powerful for people going forward, especially younger generations, because it encourages you to literally put everything that happens in your life on Facebook so that essentially it's writing your biography for you, not just in words, but in photos and posts and comments.
All right, let's, for just a second, talk about the Chinese president and the disingenuous nature of his suggesting that we have to work on our technology or hacking or whatever, so that we don't have problems with each other. Yesterday, I noticed that Apple has announced that developers in China have been tricked into using software tools that add a code to some apps. Is that creating to security breaches here, or is it just in China? Do you know?
Oh, it's definitely created security breaches, well, everywhere. I mean, once something happens somewhere in the world, in most cases, it's going to impact people and company and applications all over the world. So, developers in China in particular were encouraged, wrongly so, to download bad copies of what's called Xcode. Mm-hmm. And the Xcode, they did it probably because they thought they could download it faster or easier, but it was actually coming from a non-legitimate source that had added some malware to it, and that was really the source of the problem.
All right, self-parking technology and the winners and losers here. My daughter's not great at self-parking. I know some people are better than others. How's this going to factor into the future of cars?
Well, this has really been around for a while now. There are some cars spreading now, but there are some cars where you push a button and it parallel parks itself. And frankly, I think this is a great use of technology. You know, many people are not good parallel parkers. Add in trying to park at night in bad weather when there's a bunch of people stacked up behind you waiting for you to park so they can move on down the road. Technology can park better and it can park faster. And if you have it in your car, you should take advantage of it. But I think a lot of people don't even know they have it and it's right there waiting for them to use it.
Really? Look out behind me. I'm backing up. That's the announcement.
Also safer for pedestrians. That's actually a great point.
Greg Stebbins with Secure Interests in Technology here on the Good Day program.
Don't
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.